Hey everybody, it's Coach Sybil Kearse, your favorite coach, also known as the Prosperity Princess. And today I want to talk with you a little bit about change, a journey of healing and transformation. So before I begin, I just want to take this opportunity to, number one, just to tell you, I think you are amazing. And I think if you took this time to just glance back, look in the rearview mirror, and acknowledge how far you've come, I'm pretty sure you will say the same thing. I am pretty amazing. You know, because we've gone through some things that I'm pretty sure I'm not alone in acknowledging this. I didn't think I was ever going to get through it. But here we are. We've overcame. We've conquered. We've persevered. And you know what? I think that deserves an acknowledgement, a pat on the back, and definitely making ourselves appreciate what it took to get to where we are. Now, we may not be where we want to be, but it doesn't take away from the fact that we are most certainly not where we used to be. And the only way that happened was through a course of change. Funny thing about change. Most people resist change. I don't know if you can agree, but I don't like things changing. I've been with the same phone company for years. I've been, you know, most of the things I've had for a while. I don't like this changing and switching, and that's just never been my style. So once I find something I'm good with, I'm comfortable with, I'm pretty much going to stick with that. Sometimes it's mannerisms. Sometimes it's ways of thinking. Sometimes it's things that you do. But then the inevitable happens. Change comes. It's inevitable. But not everyone embraces change the way they should. And so it made me think about that. Why is that? If we look at how the world is going, most things have had to change in order for it to improve. So even in our own walk, we had to change in order to improve. So change isn't always a bad thing, wouldn't you agree? Well, the truth of the matter is, it's difficult for us to accept change because we don't know what's next. And like they say, people fear the unknown, right? And I think that's the main thing why people resist change is because they know where they are and they're comfortable. Even if you tell them, hey, with this change, you'll be better. I don't know that for sure. And so I'm going to resist until I can't resist anymore. Maybe it's second nature. I don't know. But if you can relate, then this talk is definitely going to benefit you. Because one thing we want to focus about changing is the healing and transformation that has to take place for us to improve. You know, if you think about who you were just yesterday, you are not the same person. You are an entirely new person today because you're existing in a time that never existed to you before. You experienced something different than you did not experience yesterday. You are in a different day. You have a different mindset. You just may not always realize it because we evolve every minute. But the truth of the matter is, we can look back and see the difference from where we were to where we are now. Well, with that, we have to acknowledge that we did have some bumps and bruises along the way. Had some rough times, some rough patches, and some of those things left a little scar. And maybe not all wounds have healed yet. Some may have healed and then was reopened. That's how life is. So it's up to us to be resilient and learn to adapt, conquer, and overcome. And the only way to do that is to change through healing and transformation. Well, now that we know that change can be a good thing, let's talk about some things that affect us or hinder us from changing. One thing I know is sometimes people have secrets. Now, we all have secrets. We all have things that is not public information, right? But I'm talking about those ones that eat away at you. Sometimes people are afraid that their secrets will be revealed. And so they do their best to avoid change. They don't want to disrupt anything, or as they say, kick up a lot of dust. And so they do their best to remain as still and as stuck as possible. Sometimes they're weighed down with guilt behind things. Sometimes they have a hold being held by that secret. They are held by the guilt. They're held by the shame. And so they don't try to forge ahead. And I just want you to know that there's some things that people may take to the grave. But we serve a God who can forgive most anything. People may not, but God will. So it's always good to try to break the power of that secret has over you by confessing. Tell it all to God. He already knows, but sometimes getting it off our chest to a place where we know it will be safe helps lighten the burden. There are some people who won't venture out into ministry, though they have been called, because they're allowing their past to interfere with their future. Can I tell you that there are many people who have been called by God who had a past, and in fact, I believe it's because of that past that made them a reason why God called them, because now they can relate to people who may be in a process of establishing their past in the present. Sometimes we go through things that aren't our fault. And sometimes we displace the blame on ourselves. Things like molestation and rape. Sometimes we allow those feelings of shame and guilt to hold us back from becoming the best version of ourselves. So sometimes we have to let it go and get it out of our system. Some ways you can do that: talking to a trusted friend, writing it in a journal, praying it out to God. Sometimes it takes just facing it to let you realize it's not as big as you thought it was. It's not as huge and humongous as it appeared to be while it remained in the crevices of our minds. Whatever it is that may be stopping you, if it's something that you feel only you need to know, has to know, and you don't want anyone else to know, and God already knows, He's saying that regardless of what you think, He can still use you. Don't you know there's nothing too hard for God? He can take the worst and make them the best. And there's nothing that you could have gone through, said or done, that He's not willing to forgive you for. So, if you have something eating away at you, maybe it's time for you to go to a person, apologize, have a conversation, pray about it before you do it, and God will prepare the heart and the ears, and everyone may be able to just get it out, clear the air. And again, we may find ourselves realizing it wasn't as big as we thought it was, and it certainly ain't bigger than God. Next, we can talk about the trans-theoretical stage model of change. This basically outlines the different phases that we go through when transforming our behaviors and habits. These stages include pre-contemplation, contemplation, preparation, action, maintenance, and termination or looping. So it's important to recognize that change isn't always a linear movement. We may experience recycling and relapsing along the way. Now, relapses, it should be seen as opportunities for us to learn and grow from rather than a setback. So when you understand this model, you can better navigate the challenges that come with change. Let's talk about the pre-contemplation stage. This is where people may not yet recognize that there's even a need for change. They may be unaware of the impact their behavior or situation has on their well-being. Now, pre-contemplation is not a state of denial, but more a lack of awareness or lack of readiness. It's during this stage that people will need information or have opportunities created so that they can gain insight into the situation. And then that leads to the contemplation stage. This is where you begin to acknowledge the need for change. You start weighing the pros and the cons and consider the potential benefits or challenges. And then you take a time to reflect and determine what the impact is from your current behavior or situation. This stage is characterized by ambivalence and a desire to gather more information and explore your options. During this stage, it's important that you receive support, definitely be educated, having access to resources to help you make informed decisions. Then that will lead you to the preparation stage. Now, this is where you've made the decision to change and you're beginning to actively plan for change. You start setting goals or seeking support, or you develop strategies to facilitate the change. And this stage involves taking concrete steps towards initiating the desired change. So it's during this time you will need encouragement, guidance, even practical assistance, because it is now when you want to solidify your commitment to change so you can start increasing your self-efficacy. Then it goes to the action stage. This is now where you're actively engaging in the changed behavior or situation. You've put your plans into practice. You've made it tangible. You've given it great effort. You've implemented what was required to see or participate in the desired change. But it is in this stage that you will need perseverance, determination, resiliency, and the ability to overcome obstacles. So it's crucial in this point that you don't have this I've arrived mentality. Contrary to popular belief, you're going to need a lot more support than you realize. You're going to need encouragement. You're going to need access to resources because you're going to have to try to stay motivated, consistent, and persevere through navigating these challenges so that you can continue forth in creating the desired change. That's when we get into the maintenance stage. So you've worked at it for so long that you are now focused on sustaining the momentum for the long haul. You may have to consolidate some new habits to prevent the relapse. You'll have to develop coping strategies, and you definitely will learn how to maneuver when the challenges arise. Instead of retreating, you will maneuver around it. You will need to develop reinforcements and develop a way to track your progress, because the more you acknowledge your progress, the more you will find yourself not wanting to retreat, not wanting to go back, not wanting to have a relapse. So then we reach the termination or looping stage. The final stage sounds obvious, termination, right? This is where the change that you were working towards has become a permanent part of your life. So it's important to note that change is not always linear, but if you experience some looping in between the stages, just know that that's normal. What looping refers to is the process of moving back and forth in between some of the stages we talked about, revisiting and refining goals and making adjustments along the way. That is completely okay. Okay, change is not something that's meant to be rigid. You have to be flexible. You have to be able to adjust. Okay, so it's essential to recognize that looping is natural. But once you've looped all, you're going to loop. And the action or the change is set in stone, so to speak. You formed new habits. You've created a better environment. You found out what being the best version of yourself feels like and looks like. And you've decided this is where you want to be moving forward. You will then terminate whatever the previous behaviors were that was hindering you from being able to change. So by understanding these stages, you can find yourself where you are and you're navigating this healing and transformation journey. It's all about your progress. It's all about acknowledging and just accepting where you are. The first thing for change is to decide to change. But before you can decide to change, obviously there's some pre-contemplation and contemplation that has to happen. And so it's important to know where you are, where you want to go, and then you can figure out the roadway or the roadmap to get there. Now, sometimes people haven't been given the space or the opportunity to realize that change is necessary. So it's important to understand this distinction and take the approach of empathy and support for yourself, being graceful to yourself. Don't start blaming yourself. Once we acknowledge that something isn't working, that is not the time to beat yourself up for being in a situation that you may not have, should have been in, okay? So along your journey of healing and transformation, you will acknowledge that you may have accumulated many hurts. You may have manifested some deep emotional wounds. And it's crucial to acknowledge and address these wounds for your deep healing to occur. And just like cleaning a physical wound, you have to cleanse and process your emotional pain. And then you'll start facilitating the healing process. Grieving is a natural part of this process because it involves the loss of hope or your sense of self. And by allowing yourselves to grieve, you can create a space for healing and transformation. Guess what? I had to grieve who I used to be in order to become who I'm going to be. It may sound a little iffy, but somebody can relate to what I just said. I could no longer be who I used to be and expect to be where I am. Because the truth of the matter is, who I used to be really wasn't working. And the truth is, I don't think she could have handled where I am now. Because the truth of the matter is, I had to grow, I had to be strengthened, I had to make some adjustments and changes. And so I had to grieve the person I was in order to become the person I'm going to be. You may miss some of the old ways and some of the old things, but you can't stay the same and change at the same time. So sometimes we have to renew our mind in the process. Our minds play a significant role in our transformation. And so we have to break free from the power of unbelief, doubt, fear, all those things. And the only way to do that is to embrace the truth. The truth is what sets us free. And by renewing our minds, we align our thoughts with positive and empowering beliefs. Let's think about Romans 12 and 2 that encourages us to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. So we have to start replacing negative self-talk and replacing limiting beliefs with affirming and truth-based thoughts. And we can experience profound change in personal growth by doing that. So for an example, when I was younger and I was my older version of me, I used to say, I'll never be able to purchase a home. I'll never be able to do this. I won't be able to do that. I had terrible credit. I had poor financials. I was financially illiterate. I did not have good financial management skills at all. And it pretty much affected my credit. And I literally believed that anything I have ever would have been able to purchase, I would have had to do with cash. That limiting belief would have kept me from being a homeowner today. That limiting belief would have kept me from working towards improving my credit, because honestly, when my credit score was, I think, in the 400s, it was horrible. I couldn't see my way out. I had to believe that I could get out so that I could put in the work to get out of having bad credit. It took a lot, but I had to change a lot of things, my ways of thinking. I had to renew my mind, and I had to believe that there was a better future for me, and that time of my life was not how my story was to end. And you can do the same thing. And sometimes that inner voice with the negative talk is so unnoticeable, but it doesn't make it not there. We have more negative self-talk than we realize. And I will do another segment in the near future just talking about that, because it's important that we renew our mind and replace our negative self-talk with positive self-talk, affirming and truth-based talk, because those are the things that will be the fuel to our momentum towards change. Next, we're going to definitely talk about exercising our will, because you know what? Fear holds a lot of us back from embracing change. It's important to recognize that many fears are not based in reality. And we have to acknowledge and confront our fears, because that's the only way we could break the power that it has of holding us back. It seems like we should avoid our fears because that's how fear is designed. But the only way to get over fears is to face them, push through them. It's going to require you step out of your comfort zone. You'll take calculated risks. But you know what? You will discover tremendous personal growth and just new possibilities opening up for you. You know, I heard it once said that everything that you want or desire is on the other side of fear. And ever since I heard that, I've always found a way to navigate my way through, because I wanted to know what was on the other side. I know what fear feels like, but I don't know what the other thing feels like. And I just didn't want to leave myself knowing only what it felt like to fear. I've tried fear, so I said, heck, why not? Let's try something else. Let's try to push through. See what it feels like to get through it. You know what? I'm glad I did. I can't say that I just jump in the face of fear every chance I get. Sometimes I have to muster up the courage, but I don't automatically just say, no, I'm not going to do it. Subconsciously, many people are afraid of success. They're afraid to be successful. And that might sound weird. I know, but it's true. Many people don't put themselves out there because they fear being successful. Because here's the thing. Let's say you started a business and you decide you're going to put your and your business out there. And at this point, you find the reality that you are now having to meet some expectations of your clients or customers. That can be scary. It starts really making you doubt, can you do it? What if you don't measure up? What if someone complains? What if someone has a problem? And then some people will actually self-sabotage themselves and say, oh, it's too difficult. No, I might as well not. And we don't even realize how often that happens. I can tell you more often than not. Until you decide that you want to know what it feels like not to give up on yourself, until you decide that you no longer want to settle for just fear, until you make that decision, you may not even realize you're self-sabotaging yourself from being successful. There's nothing written that says you can't be successful. So why would you accept that you can't be? Throughout this journey, it's crucial to remember that change is a process. It takes time, effort, and persistence. Be patient with yourself. Be graceful with yourself. You are going through stuff. You have to find yourself in the different stages of change, whether you realize it or not. And you may find yourself going through the looping. Be graceful. Be patient. Listen, you are about to become someone you never met before. And sometimes it takes time for that meeting to take place. I want to emphasize the significance of being an active participant in your healing journey. And I offer my clients guidance and support, but I always tell them, you hold the key to your progress. You hold the key to your transformation. You hold the key to the new you. I'm only going to give you the roadmap, but you have to take the journey. I can't take it for you. So you have to take ownership of your healing process by actively engaging in the principles that I've discussed, recognizing that the power of confession can break you free from shame and embracing the changes that will take place. Allow yourself to feel and process the emotions that will arise along the way. Renew your mind with truth and challenge any unbelief that holds you back. And most importantly, exercise your will to face your fears and take courageous steps forward. Remember that healing is a personal and unique journey for each individual. It is not a one size fits all. You must be patient, but you also must be compassionate with yourself as you navigate the ups and downs, because believe me, there will be ups and downs. But celebrate the small victories. Learn from the setbacks. Surround yourself with supportive people. And understand that these people will be there to encourage you, not discourage you. And you have to actively participate in your healing journey, because you will be your empowerment. You will be your source of courage. You will create the lasting change to live a more fulfilling life. And you have to believe in your ability to heal, grow, and thrive. You don't want to just survive. We want to see you thrive. And that means that you have to do it, because no one can do it for you. So I encourage you to reflect on how you can take an active role in your healing process. Consider setting goals, seeking additional support. Practicing self-care is a must. And just remember, you're not alone in this journey, even though it may feel like it. God says he will never leave us nor forsake us. And you know, he's so strategic that he will place the right people in your path when you need it the most. proud of you, and I'm so excited about your future. So in the meantime, keep pressing forward. Be committed to your personal growth and healing. And I wish you strength, courage, and profound transformation as you continue on your path. Much love and success. God bless.